Here's the translated text in English. Slow, EU to unveil plan for cutting raw materials reliance on China. Oil prices climb over 1% after OPEC Plus reaffirms pause, supply risks in focus. OPEC Plus holds oil output steady, agrees capacity mechanism. What is uranium and why should you care about it now? U.S. judge authorizes sale of Citgo parents' shares to Elliott affiliate. Why have silver, platinum, and palladium rallied so much in 2025? LME copper races to all-time peak above $11,200 a ton. Oil falls on drawn-out Ukraine peace talks. All eyes on upcoming OPEC Plus meeting. EU members seek safeguards in U.S. tariff deal to protect industry. Alberts reports progress on divestment program. Tesla sales in France plunged nearly 58% in November. Tesla car registrations in Denmark dropped 49% in November. Borsa Italiana panel increases Palantir takeover bid price. Novo Nordisk's valuation at risk as competition rises, PT trimmed. Jefferies South Korea market watchdog wary of FX risks for retail investors. HSBC taps French startup Mistral to supercharge generative AI rollout. Taiwan stocks higher at close of trade. Taiwan weighted up 0.26%. European stocks see sharp November volatility as AI fears spike. Barclays Australia's ASX announcement platform still not fully operational. As trading session ends, Indonesia's October exports unexpectedly fall amid weak. China demand Russia manufacturing sector sees continued decline in November. Pakistan manufacturing sector improves in November after two-month decline. India's manufacturing growth slows in November amid export weakness. China manufacturing sector's lips into contraction in November. Irish manufacturing sector shows solid growth in November. Japan manufacturing sector shows mild. Improvement in November. Russian manufacturing sector faces sharper output decline in November. PMI shows Asian stocks slip, yen firms, as Ueda comments boost rate hike hopes. Morning bid. Rate hike prospect arrests yen decline. For now, Asia's factories stumble as U.S. trade deals fail to revive demand. BOJ to weigh pros and cons of rate hike in December. Governor Ueda says RBNZ's first female governor takes reins after tumultuous period. Bank Indonesia will bring rupiah to trade at 16,500 per dollar next year, governor says. China's November new home prices climb, but resale values extend declines, survey shows. Japan Q3 capex growth slows to 2.9%, but points to resilient demand. India's stellar growth, low inflation raise questions over rate cuts. UK Starmer outlines growth mission after budget tax rises. Bitcoin price today plunges to 86K as Yearn Finance pool breach rattles markets. EOS climbs 15%. In a green day, Avail launches Nexus mainnet, unifies liquidity across Ethereum, Solana, EVMs. Bitcoin set for a rebound that could stretch toward $100,000, BTIG says. First among CEXs, Bybit Alpha launches liquidity farm, unlocking access to DeFi yield. Bitcoin price today, steady above 91K after rebounding on Fed easing bets. Fanpla AG establishes in Zug to support global development of blockchain entertainment platform. Bitcoin price today rebounds above 91K as Fed cut bets gain steam. Technance introduces institutional-grade infrastructure for exchanges, fintech platforms, and Web3 applications. Sampo Oyj continues share buyback program, acquires 256,957 shares. Questair to acquire remaining stake in Redleaf Resources Hotel 01 to develop 429-room property in Milan with 85.8 million revenue. Masi appoints Jing Kai Li as new board chairman. Kathy Woods ARK sells GitLab stock, buys ARK 21 shares Bitcoin ETF. PharmaCorp RX announces leadership changes as part of expansion strategy. Pangea Logistics appoints Paul Lian to board of directors. General Enterprise Ventures to uplist to NYSE American under CATR ticker. RCI Hospitality appoints Reese as interim CEO. Langan steps down. BlackRock closed-end funds distribute monthly payments to shareholders.